Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
Hello and welcome to Hardcore Listing Podcast. I'm one half of your presenting duo. I'm Stu Whiffin, sitting opposite me in our little office today. Christopher William Glasson. Hello, sir.
Word up.
You all right?
I'm very good, mate. It's lovely to be in the new office. It's all exciting, isn't it?
It could be a little bit echoey, this episode, but
we'll figure it out. Maybe if we put a blanket over each of our heads. That'll get rid of it.
Yeah, that will get rid of any kind of face-to-face connection as well, which is the idea. Why have you just looked in an empty cup and now why are you faffing with your phone? You're such a fidget.
It's not an empty cup. There's three sips left in that, I would approximate, of coffee.
Okay. Well, look, welcome to Hardcore Listing. If you don't know...
There might be four sips left in there.
Oh, sorry. Do you want to clarify that?
I'm just going to stick with four, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hardcore Listing Podcast, if you're a new listener, if you are, welcome. And if you're not, all right.
Let's just meet me in the middle and say 3.5 sips.
All right, fair enough.
Sorry, mate, carry on.
Just looking in there, what would you say that is?
That's 5 sips, because it's a bigger cup base as well as a wider diameter.
I've got a bigger gob than you.
You have got a bigger gob than me.
Can you fit your fist in your mouth?
No, I can't. Can you fit your fist in my mouth? Oh, wow. Incredible. Sorry, I'm disrupting your flow.
That hurt. That weren't me putting anything in Chris's mouth. we can do that, but you have to sign up for Patreon. There is a price. Okay, so welcome new listeners. Hardcore Listing Podcast is a weekly podcast. We have been putting this out for close to 5 years now, I think. And what we do is we get a topic and we count down the top five on that topic. I'm not going to list the topics we do because we've been doing it for 5 years. So you name a topic, we have counted down a top five within it. What we also do is have a Patreon page as well, where over on there the episodes get a little bit more blue. We relax a little more over on there, and our potty mouths may run a little wilder.
Yeah.
You can sign up and get a weekly episode over there. As well as what we give out each week for free. Also, you get access to a huge back catalogue of Patreon episodes, video episodes. Scroobius Pip gives us the videos of the drunk cast to put up over there as well. A big bundle of stuff. And you can find out all about that at patreon.com/hardcore listing.
Incredible.
What else do we need to tell them?
That turned out to be just one big gulp of coffee.
Oh.
Yeah, so it wasn't even... So I made a bit of a mistake there. We also put out mixtapes over there. Actually, you do. So you have been a DJ for probably close to 50 years now. And basically, you've got a good taste in music, as much as I hate to admit it.
3 gulps, by the way, my coffee.
Three what?
Gulps.
Was it? Really? It was looked like... If mine was 1 gulp, yours was only 1.5 gulps.
You have just watched me put my fist in my mouth. Okay. I've got a big mouth.
That's what I'm saying. I reckon you could have got that all in, to be honest with you.
A big old belly, like Father Christmas.
Sexy. Anyway, that's us. Hope you enjoy this.
What? We've got sponsors, haven't we?
That is the next thing to announce. This is the other way we make ends meet and get to have an office now, is with our wondrous sponsors. So we will roll the ads.
Okay, first up, we have a brand new message from our sponsor, love-beer.co.uk. Charles says, we're delivering to home and office bars in and around London, including Essex, Kent, Hertfordshire and more.
We're a one-stop shop for everything you need to pour a beer at home, from installation of the equipment through to delivering kegs straight to the bar.
This year, with rugby and World Cups, we're also developing our hire equipment with a quick and easy-to-use solution to have kegs at home. For about $3.20 a pint, we can install a keg with all the equipment you need to pour beer for up to 2 weeks.
Yes, yes, all the equipment we provide can dispense up to two kegs at the same time. So if you wanted a lager and one of my amazing craft beers we featured previously on the podcast, then the per pint cost will be even lower, and the equipment we use will keep it pouring properly for the full 2 weeks without you having to do a thing.
The only thing you have to do is go to love-beer.co.uk.
Bangboomcreative.com. That's where you need to go for the very best in film, photography and production work.
Absolutely. Handsome Luke and his team over at Bang Boom have been proud sponsors of ours for bloody ages.
Yeah, and we can tell you two things about them. Number one, their stuff is excellent. They work for massive global brands, charities and companies of all shapes and sizes.
The content they create does really, really deliver. We've done shoots with Luke. Loads of the people, our partners over at the network and our mates have done shoots with Luke. Always banging and they're always getting results.
Yes, yes. And number two, they're just bloody nice to work with. The team at Bang Boom always give it their all. The business ethics are sound and they're a bunch of warm, proper, decent people.
So if you need some great visuals from a truly excellent company, check out bangboomcreative.com. Sponsors of Hardcore Listing. The world can seem like a strange and sometimes dangerous place. With Samet Academy helping you with your martial arts training, you can always feel safe. Dangerous loners are everywhere. They come across as harmless board game geeks or indie music fanatics, but the reality is far more sinister.
Yes, yes. Renchi Simon James has been training karate for over 32 years and teaching for 28. He knows through first-hand experience that martial arts can give you the stress release you've been looking for. It can teach you life lessons along with fitness and, more importantly, peace. At Sama, he teaches karate, kickboxing, tai chi and MMA to all ages, from children as young as four to the very elderly, even Stu.
What? Aside from that, he also teaches ladies self-defense courses, team building courses, corporate training days, apprenticeships to become a martial arts instructor for Sama.
Yeah, he even teaches a parent and baby self-defense course. That's defense while carrying your child, not defense against maniacal murder babies, because we all know there's no defense against them. So go hit Simon up at sama-academy.co.uk.
Thank you very much, you bloody lovely sponsors. Yeah, anyway, before we get on the episode, everything you need to know about this podcast, social media, back catalogue, Patreon, merchandise, Hardcore Listing, what's the website address?
Hardcorelisting.com or .co.uk. There you go. It's easy, isn't it?
Well, it's not easy because you haven't actually verified what it is.
It's both of them.
Is it?
Yeah. We've got both of them.
That said with such lack of conviction.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Why aren't you looking me in the eye?
No, we have got both of them. Jesus Christ.
Anyway, today's top five. Top five luxuries.
Yeah, chosen by Cryptid Hunter.
Thank you very much. Mm. I mean, that was suggested a while ago, if I remember rightly, because I've gone on some kind of deep dives into some
ones we missed.
Some ones that, yeah, we've not done. Do you want to start today?
Yeah, all right. So I noticed that all my luxuries are more sensory than anything.
Brilliant. Okay.
Strap in. Mm. Do you know what I like?
What do you like?
I like having a wank with a condom on. Because it saves... sorry. it just saves... It's called a posh wank. Saves clear up. But you still got to clear up because you've got the condom wrapper to do something with, you know? Anyway, no, I'm not going to go there.
What's weird is I was just on board then, just thinking, oh, right, okay. just thinking, there was no surprise.
I remember my first posh wank. The problem with a posh wank is it's also there's a degree of sadness in it because you're like, you think you're all clever because you're having a posh wank. And I remember my first one, I had it in the bath. I had popped the condom on. I had a really good time in the bath with this condom, right? Let me tell you about it. It's much better than this podcast. I basically had a posh wank with a condom because basically I bought this condom thinking I was going to use it, but I didn't. So basically, that's the sad thing. I think I was on what we used to call in the 90s, on a promise.
Yep.
Turns out it wasn't a promise at all. And I think I told all my mates as well. Never do that.
Yeah.
Prior to you know, having a wonderful time. Anyway, I got in the bath and thought, oh, let's just have a posh wank. I've heard about it. My mate's brother said, have you ever had a posh wank? I was like, no. Anyway, choked the chicken in this posh wank. Kind of overrated, that is, having a wank in a condom. Going to be honest with you. And once I'd done that in the bath, I then decided to... I was just playing around with this condom. I've got to explain, I was quite young, right? And I just randomly put the condom on the end, and over the end of the tap, and just started filling it up with water.
And it had your spaff in
there? No, I think the spaff had gone by that point. I'd washed it out. I did, literally, as I say, I had a lot of spare time. It might have had it in there. I can't completely remember that, but I do remember I've only ever had this one incident with a condom in the bath. And I started filling up this condom with water. And it turns out that a condom, you can fill up a condom with water, and it will, like, I had to start emptying the water in my bath that I was having, to the point where I had to empty out all the water in the bath and get out, so I'm just sat naked at the side of the bath, while I proceeded to fill the entire bathtub and the condom with water.
Yeah.
And then what did I decide to do?
Pop it.
No. I, for some reason...
Trying to put your condom back.
No, yeah.
You know that, like, the SAS always carry a condom for storing water and bumming.
Right. Yeah, yeah. No, that's great. I didn't know that. Yeah. I don't believe it. I don't think Super Army soldiers do that. I decided to... I wonder if I can get this condom full of water out of the bath. I don't know why I thought I'd do that. So I picked up part of the end of the condom and started pulling it out of the bathtub and got it slightly out over the side of the bath. Because it was so heavy...
Like a big sort of seal.
Yeah, like a giant seal. Not the musician. I had to get him out of the bath, though. And then basically, because half of it, water behaves like water, weirdly. And of course, that all started to run. And half of it was in the bath and half of it was emptying out onto the floor. And of course, the condom really couldn't handle that level of stress. So the condom exploded and I flooded my parents' bathroom completely. Like, it was properly flooded. And I didn't really do much about that. I just sort of like, just let it be flooded, and the carpet was soaking. And my mum went in there a little bit later and went, Chris, the entire bathroom floor is soaking wet. Do you know anything? What have you done in there? I was like, I don't know.
I've got to go work, mum.
And so there you have it, posh wanks. My number five actually is...
I've never had one, by the way.
Haven't you?
No.
Overrated. If we're doing top five overrated experiences, don't have a posh wank. So it's a waste of some latex, really. Anyway, my top five. When I used to have my hair cut in London, I used to go to a cleverly named place called Jack the Clipper.
Right.
Right. So, do you remember, have you ever heard of a man called Jack the Ripper?
I have.
So, what they've done is they've changed Ripper with Clipper. Have you ever had your hair cut?
I have, yeah.
With clippers?
I have, yeah.
So, Jack the Clipper.
I see what they've done. That's great.
But, it was really good. It was in, like, Brick Lane.
Is that the expensive one?
Oh, it weren't as expensive as, like, say, Murdoch.
Where did you go once? And you did get a really good haircut, and you come round just after having it done.
And we had sex.
You'd looked a fucking mess for ages, and then you left this haircut. And I was like, that's a really... But you'd paid a fortune for it.
I think that'd probably be Murdoch.
I think you paid about 70 quid or something like that.
Yeah, that's Murdoch. And I remember thinking,
it's
a
good haircut, but... It ain't 70 quid's worth.
Great hairdressers and barbers, Murdoch. There's a few in London. Really wicked. Weirdly, Murdoch show up in this top five again, right? Okay. For something different. Anyway, so you go to Jack the Clipper, and I used to get, like, the full, like, works, which is, like their hot towel thing. But they're kind of like...
This is pre-beard then, right?
Yeah. No, because they do a hot towel, trim your beard, and also do around your neck and stuff. Right. But they do your ears with, like, little bits of fire, like, on the end of the cotton buds, and your nose, give you a head massage. And it was just, like... And I don't know, there's something about hairdressers that when you're in there and they're like, do you want a beer? Yeah, cool, got you a beer. They give you, like, they put a hot towel around you after you're not, you know, and then they give you a shoulder massage and...
Was this the same person that you flashed a picture of your cock to?
No. That was years later. So you'll have to go back a few episodes to find out how that all happened. But yeah, basically, Oh, it's just such a treat. And I used to just love going in there. For me, that was an absolute luxury experience, is to just get your head. I like people playing with my hair or massaging my head and cutting your hair, doing your beard. Oh, mate, it was lovely. And they had this wonderful sort of like clean aftershave they used to put on you. And it was like a lemony, limey aftershave. Oh, mate, it was fucking, it was heaven. And for me, there's nothing nicer than going and having a bit of a head and face pampering. I love a facial.
I had to finish
with a facial, yeah. So I had done it a double down on that.
Was it a happy ending?
Innuendo. It was a happy ending, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
And they would all also suck my dick as well. I'm really sorry. This is the non-blue version of Hardcore Listing. Go to Patreon for the real raucous stuff. Yeah, go on. What's your number five?
That luxury wank.
Is he really? Yeah. God, tell me all about it. I love a luxury wank. It should be in my top five. Really.
See, I kind of feel that like the term luxury wank, I can't help but feel it was coined by a friend of the show, Big Papa Joe. And they're going to fall over.
They won't fall
You're
over.
You're going to try and stand that up and it's going to knock them all over.
No, it won't. Great podcast gold there. There you go.
There you go.
Don't explain right, what we were enough. Just doing.
He's trying to put some soundproofing, leaning against my little UFC figures, my toys. Anyway... I always think the friend of the show, Big Papa Jay, come up with the term luxury wank. So to break down a luxury wank, I think as middle-aged men with busy lives,
yes.
Nowadays the wank consists of like a stolen couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Whereas I think the luxury wank,
your missus goes in the shower and you just got to rip it off before she comes back in. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Snapshot into the life of the Glassons. I think it's more when you maybe have the afternoon to yourself.
Oh God, amazing!
And it's like, okay, right now then, let's get comfortable. And do you know what? It's like, no, like when you're looking for something to watch and you spend ages watching the trailers on Netflix.
Yeah, exactly.
You apply that kind of procedure to one of the adult channels on the interweb.
Spoilt for choice, mate. We've been made too much content now.
Exactly. And you can just work your way through a couple of seasons of Pornhub.
exactly.
Until
yeah.
you settle on the right thing.
Yeah.
And then just have a... Very, very...
Take your time. Relax.
If you want to light a candle, light a candle. Yeah. Soft music in the background, if you wish.
And then,
just spend a little bit of me time.
Absolutely. And I can't... Yeah, it's wonderful. I accidentally went on the phone to...
quickly followed by a load of anxiety and guilt. Should I have looked at that? And then you also have to pick the exact vid that you think, right, okay.
That's so the one.
Where do I spaff?
But that person's getting my, they're privileged enough. That's the vinegar stroke for me. Well done. And the wonderful thing about porn things now is you can like the video. So, like, if I really, 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 like, rate what I've just enjoyed, I will give it a like. And I just think... How lucky is that girl?
I like the fact that you think you're doing them a favour.
I know.
Do you know what? I'm happy. Once I've done that, then I'm a generous guy. I'm going to give something back.
Just look at... You go and pick any video on any sort of porn channel and look at the views every video's got. And it's fucking like at least 300,000. You just think there is a lot of people masturbating in this world. And, a luxury wank, it's just brilliant.
And it's free.
It is free. I mean, yeah, it actually takes up something as well. You've got to have the time to do it, haven't you? That's the problem.
Yes.
And not have people running around, because then if you've got people running around, it goes from a luxury wank to a danger wank.
Very, very different process.
Very different, and in a completely different top five.
Can you get arrested for a luxury wank?
I mean, yeah. Well, no, because I don't know. I guess define luxury and where you choose to have your luxury wank. On a bus. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, look at my top five.
I weren't sneaking
a glimpse of my top five
there.
Right. Put it there now.
What's your number four?
Well, we just spoke about Murdoch. So this is still a sensory experience, but And I haven't bought this bottle because I'm not saying I've been hard up recently, but I've been spending all my money on the house. I've been wearing the same fucking pair of jeans and tracksuit bottoms for nigh on 8 months. I look like an absolute hobo. And I haven't even got a new bottle of aftershave. My favourite aftershave is done by Murdoch. I'm not going to tell you the one because I don't want everyone going out and buying it. But I love Murdoch aftershave. So they're like a barber's and they do really nice, masculine-y, smells.
Whoa, what? Masculine-y.
Yeah, that's the word.
Right, so what does that smell like?
Well, you know, good things like...
Pubes and leather jackets.
Yeah, but yes, it does smell like pubes and leather jackets. I think you've absolutely nailed it. Hardcore Listing should do their own line of perfume, and one of them should be pubes and leather jackets, shouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm on board with that.
Nails and oil, yeah. You know? And
perfume smells of makeup and Tampax, right?
Exactly, yeah. So basically, that's what you want, and it just smells so good. And it's like 80 quid a bottle, 70, 80 quid a bottle. For me, I find it very difficult to part ways with that kind of cash.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Do you know what I mean? That's why it's my most luxury aftershave. There's another brand called, I think it was Creed, and a mate of mine used to wear Creed, and he smelled literally like a god. Like, I'd turn for him. Which was difficult because he was also gay. Mm. So it really put some pressure on questioning my own sexuality.
It's a very powerful aftershave.
Oh, yeah. Fucking hell. It was good. But Creed was like 150 quid a bottle and then some. That's beyond luxury for me. That's insanity. That's an insanity product. And what I'm trying to keep it here is real today. Yeah. Like 80 quid a bottle on Murdoch. I'm due for a little treat and I'm going to buy myself a bottle. And I spray that on and I smell it and I just think, oh... I smell fucking brilliant.
Yeah, that's but you fucking gonna look like you brush your hair with a firework wearing them old tracksuit bottoms.
Well, yeah. I've just built a cupboard, although my girlfriend keeps correcting me with wardrobe.
Yeah.
The amount of arguments we've had. Right, whoa.
Flat pack furniture.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
sorry. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, yeah. It's not like you've just finished building your ark and you've now just fucking gone and created a fucking wardrobe. You've opened a cardboard box.
What?
And literally just fucking screwed it together.
What, do you know what? I regret not building a cupboard for this alcove. It would have been better off than me fucking around buying this flat pack thing to get in there. But anyway, and I'm going to now start filling it with clothes again. And right. I'm going to treat myself to a bottle of aftershave. So soon, mate, I'm going to look fucking great. By the way, I like your cord shirt today, your corduroy shirt. It looks very nice.
Thanks.
What's your number four?
Right, number four.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Smart for choice over there.
Red wine.
Oh, that's a nice shout. Yeah.
Now, I've pushed the button. I mean, I'm not in your league. Long-time listeners to this podcast will know that Glasson has consistently lied now for 5 years that he averagely spends £20 when he buys a bottle of wine.
White wine, not red. Oh, I spend less on red.
Oh, okay. How much do you spend on red?
How much is a bottle of Campo Viejo?
About £8.
Right, there you go. That's what I spend. Because right. That's one of my stock red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Special Reserve, how much is that one? Only a couple of quid more, isn't it? That's more me, is the Special Reserve one.
Yeah.
Not to sound too cool, but yeah.
Don't worry about that. No pressure there. You certainly don't. if I'm... like, ideally, this sounds really fucking tragic. I'm just having a night in on my own. I'll go and have a look about and find a nice bottle of red wine. Generally look for a little deal. If I can find something that's about £10 reduced to like £8, I feel like I've won at life.
Yeah, yeah, you've done well. You can get your snacks in with that
exactly,
£2.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. Like, do you know what? That's a combo. Well done for bringing that up.
Thanks,
right?
Mate.
That's a luxury, right? Just having a little bit of time on my own with a nice selection of crisps and a nice bottle of red wine. And I'm not talking fucking 15, 20 quid bottles. Just under a tenner. Go out, £10 note, come back for a nice bottle of red wine and some snacks. And then just enjoy that. Oh, man. That's an affordable luxury. It's not like 140 quid bottle of fucking aftershave. It is literally a tenner and it delivers. That's my number three.
Well, it's kind of a sensory experience. That is sensory as well. Do you know what I mean? You're not like... I think people who haven't listened to this podcast before will start to be forming an opinion of me and you for the fact that we've so far listed a posh wank and a bottle of red wine and just a haircut. I mean, people will be like, oh, this isn't my show. Like, you know, if you're, you know, living in Chelsea,
yeah.
I think you've probably already switched off now.
Yeah, I mean, I'll clarify now. Just, you know, if you are listening and you're feeling a little confused and you know, don't feel like you're going to have the time to fast track to really get the sort of the measure of us, he's a fucking cunt and I'm a maverick.
There you go. Yeah, thanks,
What's
mate.
Your number three?
When I went to Egypt, at the hotel we were at, they did like this spa where they did a full body mask. Like, it was all like mud. But it wasn't mud. It was like some other compot of, I don't know. I honestly couldn't tell you. I'm not going to try. Yes, I am going to try and guess. I think it was something with like fruit and creams in it. And I went in there. You had a sauna first and a steam room. And then you went in this room and five guys... you went in this room, lied down, and this lovely person
laid down,
and this lovely person just wrapped me in all this special cooling like skin stuff, and I lay there for fucking like 20 minutes with like relaxing music and aromatherapy, and then you know she took all that off, and then I must have had to have a quick rinse down, and then a full body massage. And it was just the best thing that I think I've ever done. And it probably cost, because it was Egypt, it's obviously a bit cheaper than the UK. I don't know how much I spent there. It was only like £50 or something like that. And, oh my God. Like, I love massages. Like, I've already mentioned the head, like the Jack the Clipper doing the head massage. Give me a head massage. Give me a body massage. Nothing like, you know, I'm not like trying to be creepy here. I'm not like wanting any funny business. Just a really good long massage. And, oh, mate, I don't think there's anything better than a massage, really.
I find the experience... I went to Centre Parks last week and went to their spa.
Yeah.
Didn't have a massage, but like I love a sauna. And there was lots of saunas and steams and stuff like that. Like, in this, there was like five different steam rooms and all these different... smells and stuff, and then they had like a bedroom, like not a bedroom, but like a sleep room, like, and all of these, like, it was really nice, and I dozed off there, and then I got a nudge saying from one of the staff because I was snoring.
Oh, what do you mean?
When I have a massage, I had one in a hotel in London a little while ago, and I can't just go hello and then just lay there.
Oh, you have to have a chat.
I have to have a chat.
I do as well,
because I feel like it's weird
to
just and my mate Gal that was there had one, and I said to him, like, do you chat to the masseuse? And he was like, no. And I was like, oh, how you're really nice. I want to know. You know, in the end, we were talking about places we've been in the world where we wanted to go. And like, you know, and we're not friends on Facebook now, but it was like, it was nice to just, you know. But yeah, I don't know. It is strange. And if it's silent, the music will drive me mad.
Right.
Fuck off. Yeah. Just put on, like, you should be able to choose your own soundtrack.
What do you want, Sleaford Mods?
Yeah.
Why are you having a massage?
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Oh, that feels more like a different kind of place for a massage.
Let me tell you what I've done the other day, right, and how music spoiled it for me.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a spin class.
Mm,
you ever done one of them?
Nah, it's not me.
It's not me. So a spin class, for those that haven't done it, I'm sure most people know what it is, but I'm just giving you a little snapshot, right? What you do is you get on an exercise bike, and then people play really bad dance music, really loudly, while someone in a lot better shape than me shouts at you.
Yeah, that sounds annoying.
I can't tell you how much I sweated in there.
Yeah.
And I kept looking round, and no one else had little puddles of sweat by the side of their bike, just me.
And by the side of your bike? Like, Jesus, it was pouring. Christ,
it was pouring,
mate,
out from my armpits down my arm and onto the floor.
Oh, that's gross.
It was,
man,
gross. And I just thought, and everyone else in there was essentially just women.
A lot fitter than you.
They were a lot fitter than me. And I was thinking, everywhere I looked was just women's arses.
Oh, it's that is what, you know, that makes me want to go. Like,
right.
Just women's arses in lycra is, that's a luxury. It's just, it's a luxury just to think about a girl's body in lycra. It's just brilliant.
Yeah, but unfortunately, somebody had to go behind me. And the thought of literally...
So your granddad bollocks just hanging back,
like,
there.
Like, literally, probably seeing the top of my fucking ass crack.
No.
At the top of my shorts, whilst I'm like sweating like a fat old man.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it was disgraceful. Yeah. And like, I literally walked out of there and I was like, look, that's someone throwing a bucket of water over me.
I bet you couldn't look the instructors or the women in the eyes, could you? I think you just ran out.
The instructor was walking around, and because you have a thing on the bike where like where you can sort of turn the resistance, like, on the wheel. And like, and so she'll go, like, for this song, three and three quarter turns. So you turn it three, and it makes it harder to pedal, obviously.
Oh, right.
And then what she would do is she would walk around and she would sort of turn everybody's like resistance up a little bit. She walked past you, but she kind of just walked straight past mine as if to go, I'm not putting my hand anywhere near that sweaty wreck.
Yeah, she didn't want to make you sweat anymore.
No.
I'm surprised she didn't turn it down a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. Anyway, a nice full body massage. So, so this is my strategy. Like, it's the same with the hairdressers. The thing is, when I want to relax, I don't want to talk. And then I can really listen. I like all the sounds in a hairdresser's and all that. I can really just get into it. But the problem is, I can't just go in and be quiet. I tried it the other day. Thai massage that my girlfriend goes to. She's not getting any at home, so that's where she goes. And then I could have a luxury wank at home. We've got a really good setup. But she said, no, you should go there. They do, like, they'll stand on you, walk up and down you, all that other jazz. And it was really good. But I decided to go in there, and I'm going to try and not talk too much. And she went, you're very quiet. Is everything all right? And I thought, fuck! She literally said that, and I was like,
"Is that the first time anyone's ever said you're very quiet?"
I know, like, talk about, like, I've had a complex all this time of, you got to be polite and chat, and then I thought, maybe you don't. Maybe they just want you to shut the fuck up.
Not everybody wants a noisy villain.
No, not everyone wants a noisy villain. But I literally went in there, and like after about 10 minutes, she was like, "Yeah, is everything all right?" I was like, "Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm really enjoying it." And then we had a nice conversation. My strategy, I've gone back to it now, my strategy is nice chat for like the first part of the haircut and whatever, and then hopefully I can just slip into, the conversation's been wrapped up and now I can just enjoy the experience.
So, a full body massage, right?
Yeah.
Attractive lady just massaging your thighs.
Mm,
Are you ever like...
Erect. I've never had...
And is that... What do you think the deal is with that? Do you think, they're like, well, I guess these things happen.
I think they'd be absolute, they wouldn't give a shit.
Really?
I think they wouldn't care as long. The only problem with it, and I've got, so I go for a small deep tissue massage, which isn't such a pleasurable experience. And the chap who does that explained to me that he's had some very awkward experiences with guys lying, like when he says, come on your front now, and lying back on the front with
come
fucking,
on your front.
So lie on your back.
Right.
And then they've just got rock hard ones. And then making inappropriate gestures to him. He's like, I mean, I've given no indication that that's where this is going. It's like a sports therapy massage clinic. Mm. And just men are disgusting, aren't they? Really. Like the fact that guys are going in there and like, just, you're going to give me a hand job? No, I mean, it's just for deep tissue massage. What made you think? It hasn't happened a lot to him, but he says it has happened. But I think like there's a lot of guys out there who might just get an accidental boner, and as long as they're not looking at someone like going, "Oh, do we need to do something with that?" I think, you know, spot therapists would be very professional about it. I once nearly got a bit of a chub on.
Yeah.
I could feel it forming.
Yeah.
And it was just, I don't know, you know. And I've never had massage therapists who are fancied. So. No. If someone came in there swanning in, the person that in Egypt, actually, she was pretty hot.
Yeah.
And I didn't get a stonking lob on then. So, you know.
I can't get past accidental boner. That's such a fucking great name for an album.
I used to get them all the time on the train to Cooper's in the morning. Every morning when I had to get up to get off the train at Upminster, I had a fucking bone on.
Yeah.
Probably 4 days out of five. But lucky I had a really tiny dick, so no one really noticed.
Yeah, exactly, mate.
Right, so what are you on? You're number three?
Yeah.
Go on, then.
I like it when, once in a blue moon, I get into, drive into some mountains, and I lose my phone signal.
Oh.
And I like that. Not in a sinister way, like I'm about to bury the person that's in the car with me.
Yeah.
But just knowing that...
But that is
like,
nice, too.
Right, okay, I'm here now. Everywhere I'm looking is exceptional.
Yeah.
It's silent.
Yeah.
It smells amazing.
Mm. Yeah.
And I know sooner or later I'm going to get in one of them lakes, and that's going to feel amazing.
Yeah.
I actually put up on our Instagram some photos of our little swim.
My girlfriend shared it back with me.
Oh, right.
Ripping into me. Yeah.
I thought we looked incredible.
I thought we looked incredible, but she was much more sarcastic with the whole...
Pip said I looked like Andre the Giant. Do you think that was a compliment?
That's definitely... Like, he's a powerful man, Andre the Giant, mate.
Yeah.
Big barrel chest.
Yeah. Oh, excellent.
Ugly as sin.
What?
Huh?
Yeah, just that it's a quick one, but that, just that moment when you get into the mountains and you just think, oh, I'm away from it now.
It is.
No phone signal. The whole concept of social media is gone for a bit. And, you know, I love my social media. It's a big part of what we do for, you know, to get the word out about the things that we do. Mm. But, yeah, just having that thing where, like, well, there's no point going on it now because I'm somewhere special and I've got no signal here. And I like that.
Exactly. You're forced to do that. And then you get to really enjoy being present in the moment, surrounded by the things that you love.
Exactly, mate.
And that's kind of my number two. So I've never done this. This is like a constant fantasy of mine. And it's like the ultimate luxury. And bizarrely, Molly's sister and her boyfriend shared photos of this the other day. They went to somewhere like the Maldives and they had hired... It was so expensive. It was like £400 a night. And they both do quite well for themselves. Very successful. Young, but very successful. And they were like, it was only like £400 a night. And I was like, fucking hell, that's a lot of money. But they had what I've always wanted, which is they had a little hut right on the beach. And I've kind of come close to it when I went to Vietnam. I went to a little island called Phu Cock, and it was we had this wonderful little hut. It was Mickey laughing because I said cock. It was set a little bit way back from the beach, but kind of it was almost the dream. But my dream luxury thing is to be able to have a little hut on the beach, and just like a lovely place to just lovely sand, lovely water. And so then at night I can hear the beach like lapping up and down, the thing, and then
as you toss and turn in a bed full of sand.
No, it'll be amazing, and
no aircon, so like, you know, you'll be really hot and sweaty and with sand stuck.
Do not ruin this fucking fantasy of mine. And then at one night, there's just a thunderstorm, and for me, the idea that to me is like the ultimate locational luxury I could ever fucking hope for is just like that absolute sensory experience of, you know, during the day, the heat and the cool water, and but just being away from the beach hut. Maybe, you know, you can get a barbecue fish or something like that on the beach, or oh my God. It's making my mouth water. And for me, that is the absolute dream. That's like peak experience I want to have. So for me, that would be, yeah, that's my idea of peak luxury. And I don't even like fucking beaches that much. So, you know,
you don't like a beach, but you want to sit in a shed, you want to murder a fish and then barbecue it. And then you want to just spend the rest of the evening shitting yourself that you're going to get struck by lightning.
Yeah, you nailed that, yeah. Exactly that experience.
Sounds beautiful, man.
What's your number two? Or is it your number one?
It's my number two.
Oh, sorry.
I like going in rough trade.
No, I get it. It's a bit like me. Something equally as cool for me is when I get to walk
Games
in.
Workshop.
Yeah, going to Games Workshop. Well, actually, to be fair, Games Workshops aren't that much. But a comic book shop.
What about Forbidden Planet?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like, Forbidden Planet is like would be my rough trade, I think.
Yeah. Well, I went Forbidden Planet a little while ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And it blew my mind.
Yeah.
Just because of the toys.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, that was cool. But when I used to have like the little office with Ben in Shoreditch, and sometimes if like I just wanted to get out for lunch, like Ben would say, "Oh, should we have a walk down to rough trade?"
Oh, what a treat.
And like, and just walking in a huge shop that is full of records, books, and at the back there's a stage where if you go there at night, you can watch really cool bands do really cool things.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, most record shops, to be honest. But I'm just casting my mind back because I've not been in there for ages because post-pandemic that, you know, that office space isn't there anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, just being able to kind of just wander around and half the time not buy anything,
yeah,
but just look at record and just look at, I really like looking at books about art, youth cultures, music, and just stuff like that, and just go, oh, fucking hell. Like, and I see Nick Cave's comic book in there and I was like, I've got to buy it.
Yeah.
And it was like, I don't like comic books, you know that. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I've got to buy it.
Mm.
Like, because, hey, it's just fucking cool. I've bought a lot of books that, like, I've read that I can't get rid of just because I think they're really fucking great. And
it's an emotional attachment to it.
It is. And it's a lot of it is clutter to a lot of people.
Yeah.
But I fucking love, I love my little room that's full of books and vinyl. Yeah, it's my fucking... It's part
Oasis.
Of your, yeah, it really is. That's a luxury in itself. Yeah. Do you want to listen to any more bands?
I don't know music like you know. Do you know another one then?
It's My Heaven 17.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Any more?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, okay. You complete it. Hold on.
What's your number one?
Time.
Oh, you boring.
Yeah,
prick.
I really wanted to be protected. I was looking forward to you getting annoyed by that. But I just, time is a fucking luxury, mate. And I just don't think, like all these things, just any of these come with a prerequisite. Let's dial it back. Let's rewind. Let's have a little recap. A luxury wank. What do you need? Fucking time. All these things.
An erection.
Yeah, that's becoming more of a problem these days. You just need fucking time, man. Like, I don't need, other than that one bottle of Murdoch aftershave, everything else pretty much is an experience you can find, you can have and share with someone for relatively cheap. Other than a beach by heart, I appreciate that. But, you know, I get to walk Margate Beach almost every day and that's fucking, and sit on the beach. That's fucking amazing, man. That's good enough for me. You know, I'm just going a bit crazy with the beach hut scenario. But it all just requires the ability to have time. And recently, I thought I'd freed up more time for me to be able to focus more on the podcasts and that. And just the last few weeks in particular, it's just so frustrating how little time I've got to do these things that I really love doing.
If you get spare time, it gets filled very easily.
Yeah, it gets filled very easily. And, you know, I think there is a degree of you have to try. I'm not very good at being selfish or going, that's not an effective use of my time. Like sometimes, like someone asks me to do something and I'm like, yeah, of course I'll do that for you. And I'm thinking, this isn't exactly serving me. Like there's a better way of helping others and helping myself. So time, man, it's a tricky one, that. But everything else, if you can make some time, and you should always make time for yourself and, you know, whatever, that's the ultimate luxury. That's the one thing that you, other than, you know, looking after yourself physically and eating right and exercising and, you know, practicing good mental health, you can't buy that much more time. Do you know what I mean? You're going to have what you're given. And, you know, you could be fit as a fiddle and still hit by a fucking bus. So yeah, time, it's the ultimate luxury, I think. And ultimately, one of the most pretentious number ones I've ever had.
Yeah, I'm glad you kept it light about talking about getting run over by a fucking bus.
Go on then, what's your number one then?
Ooh, and
quilted bog roll.
Didn't think of that.
It's nice though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Go on.
When you go in a pub, daytime.
Yeah.
And it's got a good jukebox.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't want to go in there in the evening when it's packed because...
Yeah, I'm going to get your tunes on.
Essentially, I just want to have a game of pool, listen to some good songs, and drink some nice beer.
Yeah.
That's a luxury. Daytime drinking's a luxury.
Yeah.
If it's not a luxury, maybe you need to speak to someone.
Yeah. You sheepy prick.
Yeah, but it is like when you walk in there and you just see a jukebox, and nowadays they're very different things now. It's all obviously fucking digital and they've got everything. But there's something different about knowing that I could just press play on my phone and listen to it, but I'd rather put a quid in the jukebox and pick three songs.
Yeah,
hear them in a pub.
Yeah.
Whilst drinking a pint. Having a packet of peanuts and playing pool. That's a luxury.
Yeah. Yeah, completely. Yeah. There's nothing like that. If all the stars align and they've got good beer, maybe they do something like a fucking Scotch egg in there or something like that.
Oh, do you know what? That's a fucking great shout. It was a black pudding Scotch egg. Oh my fucking life. And the egg was runny and it was hot. And I had that, where was I? Fucking hell, it was this little country pub and it was one of the most incredible things I've ever eaten.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Also, when we was in lockdown, I went to Bath and in this hotel, it was at the time.
Hold on, I've got a witty comeback here. You went to Bath. You look like you need a bath. Sorry, go on.
And... It was at the time, I can remember in lockdown, where the government passed the rule in pubs where you could only go in there if you was to eat something.
Yeah.
And so everybody was buying the smallest thing on the menu, which was a Scotch egg. fucking hell. It meant every pub upped their Scotch egg game.
Yeah.
I ate some fucking great Scotch eggs.
Absolute quality homemade Scotch eggs in pubs.
That's the pub knows luxury.
It really is. Pair it with a nice beer or a stout. Ooh, jukebox, baby.
There's a log fire, even better. That's a fucking luxury right there. Right, we're done.
I think we've smashed it, mate. I think we've absolutely smashed it. Oh, no, yours were better.
Yeah. So, yeah, just to clarify, he's a cunt, I'm a maverick.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Our Core Listing, the podcast.